You're going broke and you don't know it. And by the end of this podcast, you're going to stop that habit. All right. So welcome photographers and filmmakers and editors and makeup artists and graphic designers, all kinds of visual artists. Today's podcast is going to help you out a lot. You're going to sit through 1 minute of really boring information that's about numbers, but we need to know these numbers. And then we're going to talk about how we're going to make sure that you don't fall victim to this inflation. Inflation does happen every year, but it seems like the past few years, it's really skyrocketed. Now, here's the boring parts. According to the United States government, in 2021, inflation was 6.8%, although they changed it instead of 7.5. Let's go with their first figure, 7%. What does that mean? Well, first of all, before we go into what that means, a lot of economists are saying it's probably 9 or 10%, possibly even 11%. But they're being very conservative with the numbers because it makes them look better. Because, listen, everyone is trying to run for office at all times in this country. So what does that mean for you? That means the price of everything has gone up. Everything. That means labor, goods, electronics, even shortage of goods, transportation. Everything has gone up. Your IKEA has gone up. Your Netflix has gone up. Your Amazon Prime has gone up. And this has to pass on to consumers. So if you want to stay in business, you have to pass these additional costs on. So if somebody, your baker in your neighborhood, brings up the cost of bread, that means they're paying more for transportation and flour and yeast and eggs and everything. So they're going to pass that on to you because they don't want to be in the negative. We need you to be exactly the same way. So here we are now. You're in 2022 and you wonder how this is going to affect you. And we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to talk about how that's going to be fixed for you. But one more startling fact. If on January 1st, 2020, you had $1,000 in the bank and you saved it for a rainy day, then December 31st, the same year, you now have $930. You have less money. That means you have less buying power. That means you have less in your bank and everything just costs more. So how do we fix this? And this is a part that applies to you. I'm going to make sure that you learn a lot in this podcast. I know that it's not sexy. I know you guys want to learn about how you're going to make money and which camera lenses are good and all that. Well, we're going to cover everything because I want to make sure that you have a very strong background. So how do we fix this? And this is the part that applies to you. I know that it's not sexy, like, oh, we want to talk about lenses and different lights and everything. Well, you can't buy those lenses and lights if it isn't about the wallet first. So let's worry about the money first and let's figure out how you're not going to become a victim of this. All right, let's do it. The first step is we're going to look and see what you've been charging the year before. So I've already explained to you that if you had $1,000, you have $930 if in 1 year only. If everyone is raising their fees and passing it on to their clients, that means you need to do the same thing or you're making less money. That's why I said that very first line. You're making less money. So step one, what we're going to do is actually look and see what you've been charging the year before. For basic math, just so I can go through this fast, I'm going to assume you are charging $1,000 per client. So if you were charging $1,000 in January of 2021, you're actually earning $930 today if you charge the same amount. That is inflation. So you're working just as hard. You're really getting the power, even though you're asking for $1,000, you're getting the power of what $930 was last year. So let's break this down into a few sections, all right? The first is four sections to be exact. The steps are realization. Then we have the decision step. Then we have the action step. And then we have relief step. So let's break it down. Let's make it real easy. Keep driving. Keep going on that walk. This is going to help you out. And I also encourage you, please share this with other people, other artists, because we need to all stick together. There's power in numbers. And when we exercise that power, we can make huge changes. Not to Bernie Sanders, y'all, but I'm going to Bernie Sanders you and make sure that we all stick together and that we have a living wage. So the first step is the realization, the really painful part, that you're working the same for less money. And that's not even the truth either. Let's add age and let's add being tired. to the equation because I'm tired. Are you tired? I'm damn tired. So we're getting older, all of us, the rich, the poor, you name it. We're all getting older. And now you're making less money and you're not even working as hard as the year before. And that's the realization that you're making less money and that it's downhill from here. The realization is that things are not going up, things are getting worse. Take a deep breath. Feel that disappointment. Feel it all the way through and through. But that's what we need. We need the realization that things are not going to get better until you make better decisions. That is step one. You realized, okay? Let's go to step two. You have decided. This is the decision step. This is where we decide that we want more for ourselves, that we do not just want to survive, we want to thrive, that we do work that has a lot of value, that we are treated with respect, and that our work is treated with respect. See, deciding this means you're going to commit to an action, and you have to look at it at from the bottom line of your business. How much do you need to make for that success? How much should you raise your fees? I'll help you out with all of this stuff, okay? You're going to start playing around with the numbers, and you're going to decide how much you're going to raise your fees. That's obviously the theme of this podcast, if you haven't figured it out yet. We are talking about raising your fees, and I'm going to hold your hand through everything. This decision process is likely going to be one of the most difficult business decisions you're going to make. Do not think that this is easy. Do not think that people just snap their fingers and they're like, cool, raising the fees. No, there's a lot of psychology that goes with this. And it isn't about your customers. It has to do with you. It takes immense courage to decide that you want to try something new, that you want new results, that you don't want to continue going downhill. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage because you wonder if people are going to abandon you. So we have to look at the facts also. Okay? So step one was the realization that, man, this sucks. Step two is the decision. Yeah, this sucks, but we're not going to make it suck anymore. And we're going to make sure that we take care of ourselves and we have respect for our work and our business and our future. And we have value. Man, do we have value. We have a lot of value in everything that we do. If you put makeup on someone's face, you have a lot of value. You put paint on someone's nails, you take someone's picture, create video for them, they can't do what they do without you, without me. So respect your value, because I do. That's why I'm putting a whole episode dedicated to that. All right, now we are going to step three. You realized, you decided, now we're going to take action. And action means a few things. That means you're going to update your pricing on your page. So if you're one of those photographers or artists that list your fees, adjust. If you say prices starting at, adjust. If you have to write it on a piece of paper and tape that to the wall, so when the phone rings, you know what you're going to say, adjust and do it. All new clients should see the new rate effective now, not tomorrow, now. By the end of this podcast, you need to make a change, because if you do the whole, yeah, once I blank, yeah, after this weekend, yeah, once I finish, nope, that's total bullshit. You know that and I know that. Trying is lying. Change your prices now, because you deserve that. And someone's got to tell you the way I'm telling you. Change your prices or you're going to go out of business. And nothing is going to happen. You're telling yourself stories that, oh my God, everyone's going to abandon me. No, they're not. Because we didn't abandon Netflix. Because we didn't abandon Amazon Prime. Because people are still shopping at IKEA and Starbucks raised their fees. Even I think Louis Vuitton just announced they're going to raise their fees. They're not going to abandon you. Have a little bit more backbone. A lot more backbone if it scares you. Raise your prices for yourself. Raise your prices for me. Raise your prices for one of your peers. I'm one of your peers too, but because when you do it, that encourages them to do it. And when they do it, that encourages you and other people to raise your prices. You got to rise together. And that's how this works. So here we go. You're going to raise your fees. All new clients must see the new prices effective now. All former clients, all current clients should get a heads up now. The difference is people you have not yet met, people who have not yet had the privilege of getting work done with you, they see the new prices. There is nothing to lose there. They're going to see you for the first time, and they're going to see the new prices. And we'll talk about the pricing in a second, okay? The people that are your current clients and you're finishing up their projects, or they've hired you in the recent past, they should get a courteous heads up, because we're doing this the right way. We're doing this in a way that your clients are going to give you their blessing for raising your fees. Damn, that's a good one, right? But that's what we're doing. The more time you give them, the current and the former clients, the more that they'll understand. But don't do it for too long. I think 30 to 60 days is a very generous time allowance. Don't do 2 weeks, 30 days. If you want to give it a little bit more, go 45. If you must, 60. If you give them 61 days, I'm upset at you. So you're going to book. If they book within the next 60 days, you're giving them the old rates because you're loyal, because that's how we treat our clients who come back to us. Then with a fair warning, you're going to increase their rates also. And it's as easy as one email. So we have got the four right there. Okay. You got realization. Ouch. Decision. Number two. Okay, I have value. Action, number three. And what is the fourth one? It's relief. Esther Hicks, one of my favorite channels that I watch on YouTube or I listen to, she talks about the law of attraction and manifestation. And she says, you don't have the cause. You just have to find relief. You don't have to find the how or the why behind anything. Just reach for relief. And relief is a cure that all medicine is looking for. So you don't have to try to figure out inflation. You don't have to try to figure out how your client's going to behave. You just have to find relief. That's the medicine for your business. And relief would be, okay, I'm working just as hard as a year before, if not harder, and I'm making less money. What would be the relief? The relief would be to instantly give that like a shot, a prescription. We're going to raise the fees. Okay, that's instant relief. A tiny percentage of your clients might be scared away. Good. That opens you up for clients that respect your art and your value. Let them go. Wish them well. Thank them for trusting you all this time. Encourage them to go look in the marketplace. They're never going to find another you. You know that. I know that. They're never, ever going to find another you. Likely, they'll be back. All right. Now, let's talk about your actual rates. And then there's going to be three questions that's probably in the back of your mind. I'm going to address all of those too. So how much would you raise your fees if you did charge $1,000? So remember, that was our example in the beginning. Let's say you charged $1,000 last year. By the end of the year, that was worth $930. That's not good, okay? So the first thing that we want to do is increase it by 7%. This is a two-part math, but I'm just doing it, breaking it down, simplifying it really well. So 7% of $1,000 is $70. It's not a huge, it's not at all a huge jump. Now, if we raise it 7%, what does that mean? That you're making more money next year? Nope. That just means you're staying even. But you're still getting older. You're still getting tired. You're still getting jaded. So we got to add a little bit more because you deserve a raise. I think you do. I hope you agree with me. So let's raise it 3%. 7% for inflation, 3% for you. You're literally just actually just giving yourself a 3% raise. The rest is just trying to stay even and afloat. So what is 10% of $1,000? That's $100. So your new rate for the same package is $1,100. If someone doesn't book you because of that, Good riddance. If someone wants to bash you because of that, let them go. It's already a win if they go. But I think that most of your clients are really, really great people. And I think that they're going to support you. Okay? So have that courage. So let me give you a little quick teaser here. You're probably going to have three questions pop up right at the top of your head. And if you have more questions, you know you can always DM me on Instagram and I'm happy to help. But question number one would be, okay, what will my client say when I raise my fees? Question number two might be, how much should I raise my rates by? Question number three would be, should I do this all at once or should I break it up into steps and make it easier for them? So let's address all of them. Number one, what are your clients going to say when you contact them and you say, my rates have gone up? You might think that they're going to fire you, that they might hang up on you, that they might block you, that's it. They're going to make fun of you. But the truth is, they're not going to, because it's my belief that 99% of people are good. 1% complete jerks. 99% of people are good. They want to help you. They want to support you, but they don't know how to. You have to explain how they can help you. And most people will step up because 99% of people are good. That's my own independent study, just so you know. Now, what will your clients say? They're not going to say anything to you. They're probably going to think, finally, dummy, we've been waiting for you to raise your fees. Because they've been paying more for their Netflix and their coffee and their shipping and their gardening and their housekeeping and their groceries and the gas they put in their car and their clothes, the lumber for projects around the house. They've been paying for everything. They're not dumb. They've been paying every single transaction. And they've been reading about it. And they've been hearing about it. And they've been talking about it. And they've been seeing it on social media. They were just waiting for you to step up and do it. And when you do, they will support you. Okay? All you got to do is just say, I'm a part of this growing problem. I need your support. They want to do that. It takes so much more effort and time and energy to find a new version of you, a lesser version of you. Reductive? Nope. They want you. They want to keep you. It's easier. It's just nicer to keep you. The second question is, how much should you raise your rate? Well, let's look at the numbers. Supposedly, it's 6.8% inflation rate. We can safely say 7%. That means you got to raise your fees at least 7% just to stay even. So think about that. You got to raise your rates 7% just to stay even. But we want to climb and we want to increase our rates also. That's why I suggest adding an extra 3% to your price. So 7% to stay even, which is like just human decency, and 3% as a modest pay increase. Because a lot of businesses are raising it more than that. That's how you're going to do it. If you charge $5,000, you're going to raise your fees $500, so you're going to start at $5,500. If you charge $10,000, you're going to now start at $11,000. If you charge $500, that makes my heart sink if you do that. But if you charge $500 for a photo package, you're now charging $550. And the third question might be, okay, how should I increase my rate? Should I do it all at once? Is that a shock? Or do I do it little by little, hoping they won't notice? So let's discuss that too. Well, let's see. The market can only stomach so much. And if you do this incrementally, they're going to notice it. And it doesn't sit well with them. So put yourself in their shoes. They're going to think, this photographer has raised their fees 3 times this year. And few people are going to look at that percentage increase. They're just going to see multiple increases in a year. Another way to think of it is multiple opportunities to cause friction with your loyal clientele. All right, so raise it one time and cover everything. One and done. Thank you. It's really quite simple. We diagnose a problem, we prescribe the cure for it, and now we take action. And because of that, we got relief. And I want you to get more relief in your business, and I want you to make more money. And if you're not yet charging, I want you to start making money. It's not difficult. Somebody just needs to show you how to do it. Somebody needs to show you how to start doing this and hold your hand and say, first do this, then do that, then wait, and then do this. That's what my new course is going to offer you. Okay, so it's a pricing course for photographers and videographers, and you're going to make substantially more money. And it's not one tactic, it's going to be three different pricing tactics. And you can use either one. They're all going to work. It just depends on what your personality is. I'm going to hold your hand through everything. I'm going to give you all the worksheets and everything. So if you want pricing tips in your newsletter for free, sign up for my newsletter down below, in your email, excuse me. Sign up for my newsletter in the show notes of this podcast. It's free. In that newsletter email, you might get an offer for my pricing course. It's going to help you out a lot. Take advantage of the offer because it's going to be a one-time offer and you're not going to get a price that low again. But I'll tell you what, your first client is going to 100% cover the cost of the class. So there's actually no reason to think about it. It's a complete game changer for your business. Sign up on the show notes. There's a link provided for you. And if you want to know more about photography, I've got a YouTube channel, I've got an Instagram, I've got TikTok, I got a blog. All of those are listed down below in the show notes of this podcast episode. And I will speak with you next time. Thank you for giving yourself the time to hear this. My name is Waleed Azami, and I will speak with you next time.